Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today, I want to continue talking about the Trinity. And as I mentioned on a previous two broadcasts, the Trinity is the Father manifested himself as a Father in a Son, Yeshua, and as the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in John 17:11 that the Father is holy. It says in John 4:24 that the Father is Spirit. It says in Ephesians 4:4 that there's only one Spirit. So he is the Holy Spirit. It's another manifestation of the Father. And we answered some of the questions on yesterday's broadcast that some people may have. We talked about the right hand of God. As I mentioned in Luke 22, verse 69, Yeshua says, "Hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power of God," and how the Father is a spirit. He doesn't have a left or right side. We get a term, the right hand man. It's a Jewish term, the right hand of the power. We get the term, again, our right hand man. So just so important you realize that. And when two mothers or two apostles came to Yeshua and said, "We want our son to sit on your right hand and on your left hand," he said, "To sit on my right hand and my left hand is not for me to give, but for my Father." He didn't say that my Father's on my left and I'm sitting on his right. It's so important. And you see in Revelation chapter 4, verse 2, there's only one sitting on the throne. The Father that we'll see throughout eternity is in the face of Yeshua. It's so simple and so beautiful. But another question I want to answer today is in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. You have to understand that the writers of the King James believed in the three persons, and they put it in the King James in certain places. And here's one example. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 4. "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all." And that wouldn't apply three persons. But if you go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 17, "The salutation of Paul with my own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." He says, I end every one of my epistles with "the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." So there's something wrong about 2 Corinthians 13, verse 4. And if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, another epistle that Paul wrote, in verse 23, "the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." So there's a problem here if Paul is saying that I end every one of my epistles with "the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." And in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, it mentions three persons, so to speak. There's a problem, and you have to be very, very careful. Even in Matthew 28, verse 19, where it says in the King James, "baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost." Everywhere in the Bible where there's a baptism, it talks about being baptized in the name of Yeshua. Acts 2:38, Acts 8:16, Acts 19, verse 5. It's just so important that you put line upon line and precept upon precept. Now, if you go to the Hebrew, Matthew is written in the Hebrew, Yeshua said, "baptized in my name." So you see how the enemy's trying to distort in the King James Version? Let's talk about what Yeshua mentions about another comforter in the Gospel of John. So you have to remember in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, it says the Father comforts us. The Father is the comforter. And you have to realize that the Father is the Holy Spirit. John 15, verse 26, "when a comforter is come, that says whom I will send." In the Greek it says, "which I will send unto you from the Father." The Holy Spirit emanates from the Father. It's not a separate person. It's the Father. "Even the Spirit of truth which proceeded from the Father," which, not who. It's so important you realize that. That the Holy Spirit is the Father. There's only one Spirit, and it's the Spirit of the Father. In verse 13, in chapter 16, "howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come," who's he talking about? The Father. "He will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine." He's talking about the Father. But the enemy has succeeded in so many people's minds trying to have three persons. You know, an old man with a beard and a bird flying around and God the Son. And as I mentioned, God the Son and God the Holy Ghost are not even mentioned in the Word, those phrases, titles. When a person says God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, they don't mean it. Most people don't, but it's three gods. The enemy is so glad you're saying three gods, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And as I mentioned, verse 15, "all things that the Father hath on mine, therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you." You see? So the Holy Spirit is a combination of the power of the Father with the intercessory anointing that Yeshua had. It's the Father. The Bible says that we don't know how what we should pray for as we will, but the Spirit makes intercession for us. That's the intercessory anointing of Yeshua. So the Holy Spirit is the Father with his power combined with the intercessory anointing. It's just so important you realize that there's only one Spirit. And it makes the word so easy and so simple and sense of who he is, but not to his attributes. I mean, he's so powerful, we'll never understand that. But the whole word from Genesis to Revelation is about our Father, it's about our Daddy, and it's all about him. And it's so simple if you just understand, you go to the Father in the name of Yeshua. He's your Daddy, and he's inside of you. He'll show up for you if you need help, but he's also inside of you, enabling you to live that holy life. Right? When you turn your flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, then he is continuing our sanctification process, conforming us to the image of Yeshua, helping us to walk a holy life. Another question that some people have is the word ikad. In Deuteronomy 6:4, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord." Now, some people try to say that one means more than one in unity. But no, it also means one. At different times in the Bible, ikad means a singular one. In 1 Kings 22, verse 8, you can get all this information from my book, Demystifying the Trinity, which I'll explain to you later on how to get it. But in 1 Kings 22, verse 8, ikad was used with Micah as just one person. In Joshua 12, verse 9 to 24, each king that's listed has the word ikad, singular king. In Ezekiel 33, verse 24, Abraham, ikad is used with Abraham as being one, singular. So you really have to understand that ikad can be used singular. And when "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one," it's one. If you read Isaiah, you'll see it's all about our Father. Beside me, there's no Savior. I create everything by myself. We also answer that question about let us create man in our image and on prior tape. It's just so important you realize from Isaiah 6, where it's a picture of the Father with all these seraphims, angels around him, and he said, "Who's going to go for us?" He was talking to the angels in Genesis 1. Let us create man our image. Because in the next verse, it said, he created him. He, not they. It's very important. We also mentioned Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And the word is bara, created as bara, which is a masculine singular. It's only one person. Again, Isaiah 44, 24, the Father says, I created everything all by myself. You really have to pray about this, because it's important that you know who your Father is. And forget about this tradition. The so-called three-person doctrine of the Trinity came from Babylon. They worship an eternal Father, the Spirit of God incarnate in the human mother. That was Nimrod, then Semiramis was the human mother, and then the divine Son, a fruit of that incarnation, which is Tammuz. You see, and that's where the three persons came in. Constantine brought it into the early church. Semiramis was married to Nimrod. He died. She had a son by somebody else, Tammuz, and she said that Nimrod is a god, Baal, because he fathered this child. You see, so that's where the three persons came in. Constantine tried to bring so much junk into Christianity very successfully in the 4th century. So the point you realize that. And go with me to 1 John, Epistle of 1 John. 1 John 5. There's another example where the writers of the King James try to put three persons in there. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 6, Epistle of John, 1 John 5, verse 6, "This is he that comes by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and the blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth." And then it says in verse 7, this is where this was added in. It's not part of the original manuscripts. "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." It's not even in the earlier manuscripts. It goes from verse 6 to verse 8 here, "And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood." So in verse 6, it's talking about the Spirit, the water, and the blood. In verse 8, it's talking about the Spirit, the water, and the blood. So they fit it in verse 7, trying to put three again, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. It's very demonic, and you have to be very careful, because the devil wants to split up the Father in three, and he's not getting all the glory as a result. And you don't let him do that. Pray about what I'm saying. Get my book, Demystifying the Trinity. Go to him. Let him prove what I'm saying is true. He will, because he wants you to worship him in spirit and truth. And get any tradition out of your life that's not based in the Word. You have to be very careful when you read the Word. The King James is great. I use it to preach. But you have to go back to the Greek. You have to search it out. It's just so important that you realize that the enemy is playing tricks with your mind. He's trying to take that, he's trying to divert that worship from the one Father to three. He's trying to split up the worship, and you can't let him do that. You can't let him do it. You really got to pray about it and seek the Father. And you'll be so comforted when you read Isaiah and see it's all about him. It's all about your daddy. It's all about him. Genesis to Revelation, like I said, is all about your Father, about him, how he came in Yeshua. It says the Father in me does the works. We even said on a previous broadcast, we know the Father said to Moses, I am that I am. And Yeshua said in John 8, before Abraham was, I am. You see, he's the great I am. There's only one I am. It says in Isaiah 43:11 that the Father is our Savior. Yet in Titus, it says Yeshua is our Savior. Just so important. You get my book, it'll really help you so much. You really have to worship him in spirit and truth and get your eyes off tradition that's not based on a word. See, Constantine brought so much junk into the early church, and most people are following what he taught. But you have to make up your own mind. You're accountable to what you heard, and you have to go to him. It's just so important you realize that. But let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Father, I just thank you for the people that are listening out there. Father, I should do a miracle of healing and deliverance in their life. Do it, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Give them a miracle where they need it the most, Father, and help them to understand exactly what you're saying today. Let them seek you, Father, and show them, confirm what I'm saying today, Father, that we need to worship you, you only, and how we can come to you, Father, in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Father. We worship you. We worship you, Father. Help people to realize how Yeshua was 100% man and 100% you, Father. And so many scriptures just backed it up. When he said, the Father is greater than I am, that's his humanity. And Father, but when he sat down at the well, of his you, Father, saying, and you gave that woman living water. You wanted to give her living water. That was his divinity. So help people to realize this, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org. I've written 3 books. I talked about Seasons and Noon so much, and you can get those. But also, Demystifying the Trinity is a book that everything I mentioned today, I'm taking from my book. You can read it. It's powerful. I'm selling all my books for $5 each, which is my course. If you have no money, we'll send these books out to you free. If you even want a quantity, you know, we'll help you out. Just let us know. Just call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. If you have any questions as to what I'm talking about, any other previous message, or anything on my website, just call me. Just call me again at 772-801-3677. We just really want to bless you. And remember, if you miss any prior broadcast, you can go to WCNO.com, click on demand, use the arrow on the top, go back to God's Timing is Everything. Click on God's Timing is Everything, and you see, and you can listen to any prior broadcast. Also, don't forget to go to my website, henrywalker.org. There are powerful messages on my website. Just click on messages. One of the messages I have is on divorce and remarriage. If you've been divorced and people are telling you you can't get remarried, you need to read my message, go to the scriptures, go to your Heavenly Father, and find out what He wants you to do. If you're in the middle of a marriage and you think about getting divorced, go to my message, go to the scriptures, go to your Heavenly Father, and find out what He wants you to do. Stop listening to people, their opinions that are based on traditions, and these people have not checked out the Greek meaning of the words on this topic. Go to your Heavenly Father and find out what He wants you to do. So remember the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is He, your Father, in you than he that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life.